Trot's Early Mail. Let the good times roll with Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trot's Vision.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Trot's Early Mail on a Monday morning, as we always do. Very warm today conditions as well. 37 in Melbourne town. It's going to be warm around the state too. Hopefully we can get your winner. Macca, over to you.
Absolutely. It's going to be a hot day in Charlton, but hopefully Mark Watson is going to be just as hot. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Really well, thanks, mate. We're really hopeful and confident you can get us over the line today. We'll start with race 5, number 1, Hanover Stars, $3.40.
Yeah, nice filly, drawn well. Aaron Source will be hard to beat out in six, but it'll have to go very good to beat her. She's quite well, that filly.
So. Ooh, like that. Race 7, number 10, Prosecco Boy, about $3.80.
Yeah, tricky draw, second line. Got a lot of ability, Prosecco Boy, that he's worst enemy sometimes, but he is just starting to learn to race a little bit better. He'd need the speed to be right on all the way through, and if that was the case, he wouldn't be far away.
Ooh, that's good too. I like it. This is an each-way hope, hopefully. Race 8, number 5, Casting Shadows, about $16.
Casting Shadows took his best foot forward. He'd nearly win, but he's a little bit... there's two of him. Drawn okay. Can run a place if he runs up to his ability.
And we'd come home with Race 9, number 8, Miss Artemis, $6.
Tricky draw inside. Billy that had a fair few problems, but it's just starting to get on top of them. When she's right, she's quite handy. Whether she just maybe needs one more run, I'm not sure, but if she was well, she'd go close.
You've got some good chances there. If you had to pinpoint one, Mark, what would it be?
I like Hanover Stars. Yeah. So I think the favourite is a nice horse, but I think it would have to go very good to beat her.
Oh, that's good. We'll get it nice and early, hopefully. Race 5, number 1, Hanover Stars. Thanks very much, Mark. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Watson joining us there. Race 5, number 1, Hanover Stars. His best of the day. I tell you what, we're going to talk to the man who's on the favourite in just a second. Ooh. Aaron Dunn joins us. Aaron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I like this 1v1.
It's a face-off.
It is a face-off almost during the early mail. You've got 4 going around today. 10 past 11, by the way, Macca, is the first at Charlton today with pretty warm conditions on their way. Aaron, race 2, you've got a couple going round. First of all, number 1, Good Work That, and then Bondo Lockdown at $1.20 at the moment. Is Bondo Lockdown the way to go here?
Oh, look, he's probably the best horse I've got on the place, but he's just been doing a bit wrong. But hopefully today, if he just has to go away, he should be... be home, really.
What's he been doing wrong, and is there anything that you've done with him to change his behaviour a bit?
Held his hobbles a bit. It was more, look, he did everything right in the trials and everything leading up to his first race, and he just didn't handle the last turn, and he still won that at Stawell, and then he did the same thing at Terang, so I chucked him out for a spell thing, and he just might mature a bit, but then come back and still was doing a bit wrong, so... thought he was brushing the knee a bit, but I'm not so sure about that. I changed about 3 things, and I'm not sure exactly what's worked, but he's got rid of that roughness, but then he just went to Shepparton, turned around and pranced and didn't go up to the gate. And that was a bit of a sad day driving all that way for that when he could have been right in the race if he'd done it all right. But then he sort of, I thought he was looking at me. I put the block winkers on him, the dollies on him to... but that's probably got him a little bit too over-racing too, but at least he's not looking at me when he was going up to the start.
Yeah, absolutely. We've spoken a little about the heat today already, being such a warm day. Do any of your stable, do they perform better in the heat? Can you notice that with some horses at all, or is it pretty much the same for all of them?
Oh, look, it's pretty much the same. It can, like, if you do a bit of travelling, I think they do. It does knock them around a bit, but because we're at Horsham already, which is probably pretty hot, I've sort of been down at Port Ferry doing a bit of holiday, and it's a different bloody world.
Yes, it'd be nice to be in Horsham today as well. My goodness, man.
Yeah, well, the other day it was pouring rain and misty the next day, and it was 36 up here. So that sort of probably helps. They're a bit more acclimatised, but yeah, they look. Yeah, probably over this period we have done well in the past, like they've raced well, so it must have affected them too much. But if you go to Mildura, sometimes those real hot days, you just can't back them up the following week.
All right, race 5, number 6. Kenya is currently the favourite in the market. Can we get the chocolates here? Because Mark Watson was pretty jealous of you driving Kenya a little later on today.
Right, well, yeah, well, I've probably only driven him twice, and he went real good in the heat of the fires, I thought. And, then he went good, real good at Bendigo. So not sure whether he might be better. So he's probably driven him a bit more forward, whether he's a bit better to have that sit and then run. But, you know, coming from that draw and the horses inside me, it's going to be tempting to go forward.
All right, we'll see how
I might just have to work that out as I go. But, yeah, on the way he went last start, he went really good, I thought. So.
All right, could be a good bet there. Race 5, number 6, Kenya. And your last of the day is in the 8th. Race 8, number 6, Shady As. What can you tell us about Shady As?
Sort of, he's a bit of a funny horse. He probably just takes a few runs to get his straps and then probably just lacks that. He seems to lose a lot of his strength, so probably from that draw on the work forward, and if I have to probably sit outside him, it's probably not the end of the world. But, he probably doesn't possess a great deal of great gate speed, so we'll see what happens.
All right. If I was to give you a dollar today, Aaron, for a guaranteed return, which way would we be leaning today?
Well, you'd probably go to Bondi Lockdown, but I'm not sure he probably won't be $1.20, will he, in a four-horse field?
No, not by the time it starts, that's for sure. Well, at least we got...
But probably the value one would be Shady As, I think.
All right, absolutely. Race 8, number 6 there, Shady As. Nice little bit of value. Good luck today, Aaron. All the best, and keep nice and cool on the way home too.
Righto, thank you.
Aaron Dunn.
He's an early star anyway.
Yes, absolutely. Aaron Dunn joining us there. He's best of the day. Race 8, number 6, Shady As, who's around $5 in early markets.